May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 393. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. 393.
read together from the most holy word of God, from Luke's Gospel in the 13th chapter. The 13th chapter of Luke's Gospel. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come, seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence. Thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless to us a reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, By thee we live and move and have our being. And thou hast in mercy lengthened out our days here upon the earth to this another Sabbath day. And truly it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. Thou hast not dealt with us after our sins deserve. Thou hast not cut us off out of the earth. But, O Lord, in mercy, we're still upon praying ground. In mercy, O Lord, we're still upon praying ground, and that door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And oh, is it not so even this day? Ah, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But, O Lord, do look down upon us each now in mercy. Pour out upon us each, O Lord, we plead, that spirit of grace and supplications. And whether as this one that stands and speaks audibly, or whether it is those silent petitions from the pew, oh, may it please thee, teach us each how to pray. And, O Lord, what we should pray for, as we ought. For, O Lord, in love ourselves, we would seek for those things to consume upon the lust of our flesh, to satisfy the pride of life. But, to be found even this day, with broken hearts and contrite spirits which thou would not despise, and like that one of old, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And so, Lord, we may have come into thy courts with various concerns and burdens and trials, afflictions and difficulties. But is it not so, may it be, to one another this day, the biggest burden I begin. With this burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. And, O Lord, even this one, as we stand before the people, cannot say we've been without sin. Oh, we've much to mourn over. We mourn over the wretchedness we feel. And, O Lord, we come like the apostle of old, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Ah, as a one or another, may we each have come up to thy courts with laid low at thy feet, pleading for mercy. Brought to that place with our like a worm Jacob, we can only look up. Brought, we've been laid low in the dust. We have to come again and again, do we not? Looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, but all like the children of Israel of old when they were bitten by those serpents in the wilderness. There was raised up, was it not, that brazen serpent upon a pole, and all that looked lived. Oh, we have to venture again, even this one. We have to look up. Look up to a precious Christ raised high upon a gospel pole. And there might be even this day that view by faith of that which flowed forth from thy wounded side in that day, the blood and the water. To be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. Oh, Lord, do then wash us every whit and make us clean. plunge us in that crimson ocean. Oh, my mind goes back to the time we were bowed down with a sense of sin in thy courts those years ago now. And oh, as we came out of thy courts that day, those words, his own heart's blood. His own heart's blood. And so it must be, sir. There's no salvation to be found in any other, and without the shedding of blood there can be no remission of sin. But thy precious blood cleanseth from all sin and all iniquity. And oh, perhaps that sinner this day that's ventured into thy courts, oh Lord, may they have that view by faith of Christ in his sufferings, Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, oh, where he cried out even there, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, that bitter cup of the wrath of God that he drank quite up. And art we led to the foot of the cross and hear thee there, where thou didst cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And art had that sense of their sin laid upon a precious Christ there, he who knew no sin, that it was because of their sins there was a hiding of the Father's face. Oh, but also to hear thy dying cry, it is finished. Nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled through his death and his merits and his righteousness and blood. And all that might be then, even this day, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. But to come as that one, clinging to the cross, to the foot of the cross, longing for these things to be made known unto them, to be sealed upon their hearts by the Spirit, written there. Written there. Peace by his cross, peace by his blood, peace by his sufferings and his death and his merits. There's no salvation to be found in any other. Or perhaps one has come in, and such is their desire is like those disciples of old. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And, O Lord, if it could please thee, speak peace and pardon into their very souls. Send them on their way rejoicing, in what thou hast done. But, Lord, thou knowest how one and another have entered into thy courts. Perhaps they're like that woman that bowed down with that spirit of infirmity, and it's been many years. They wait daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. They feel like that one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years. But that time appointed came, and all may it please thee. Oh, that time appointed, maybe even this day. Time appointed when thou wilt favour Zion, when thou wilt loose that one, where they were, like it was with Lazarus when he was called forth from the tomb. Was it not that measure of life but no liberty? So loose him and let him go. Oh, may it please you, that one bowed down, that spirit of infirmity, that one waited at Bethesda's pool those many years, that all might be even this day when Jesus drew near. Granted that perfect healing. And there is a loose him, loose her, and let them go. All brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel. Set free from those chains that have bound them so long. That burden which has been ready to crush them. O Lord,
The work is thine, the power is thine. We are but the instrument. And so, Lord, we will bear before thee the young and the rising race, Lord, but especially the babes in arms. We are in this present evil world. As they grow up into it, O Lord, and we seek that thou hast hedged them about, thy hand might be upon them for good, that, O Lord, they may be found sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty. But, O Lord, the dear babes in arms and those that are young in years, Lord, we plead for them. Put in their hearts, whilst young in years, thy tender fear. O Lord, do keep them. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. And, O Lord, perhaps even whilst young in years, those are, Lord, thou hast wrought in their heart and they do fear thee. But are perhaps even Satan's their right hand to resist them even this day, even that young one. And they're so tempted, but I'm but a child. You cannot call upon the Lord. But didst thou not say it, O Lord, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. So, Lord, do be pleased then. Those young in years, Lord, do have to call upon thee in a time of trouble, to call upon thee, to make their case known, to venture before thee in all their simplicity. Lord, remember those parents also, the parents of families, Lord, do grant them helps in this dark and difficult day, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Grant them wisdom, O Lord. At times are there not those things which seem we know not quite what to do. We have not wisdom to deal with it aright as we feel. We feel we have no wisdom. But, O Lord, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not. But, that wisdom to direct their dear young ones aright. Perhaps they're brought to a spot and a place and they know not what to do. But, O Lord, undertake for them. Show them, O Lord, and teach them and lead them in the way. And, O Lord, perhaps it is those difficulties in providence. They've got their young children and their growing families. But, O Lord, may they prove the gold and silver of thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. May they prove, like some of us, we proved it throughout our pathway here below. Is thy God able? Has been able. It's done for us more than we can ask or even think. And so, Lord, may they prove that there's a fullness that resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need. Lord, thou knowest their needs, the trials of the way, the difficulties. Lord, do enable them to roll that burden upon thee. Remember those in the midst of life, the carking cares, the trials of the way, those things of the home life, as a mother, in the business, in the workplace, in the studying even. Lord, thou knowest. And they come into thy courts, and like Martha of old, careful and troubled about many things. Lord, do lift them above those earth's inferior things for a moment, and set their hearts and minds upon those things which are eternal, which are heavenly. But, O Lord, thou knowest the cares of the way. Lord, we've proved it so even in our path. We've come into thy courts at times. The troubles and trials seem to be bound to us. And even those we've had to deal with, it seems we had them one on the one side of us and one on the other in the pew. Lift up, we plead. Deliver. Perhaps even Satan, their right hand. Santa, their adversary. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God. But, O Lord, do remember them, we plead. Grant them those helps in the way. And Lord, remember also those in the even time of life. Undertake for them, O Lord, when they feel the mud-walled cottage shake, when they feel the weariness of mind and body, and affliction perhaps comes upon their loins. O Lord, do make it unto them even this day, thy presence known and felt, and those everlasting arms underneath them. They may prove continually like this, the psalmist of old, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Lord, remember any then in affliction, any in a particular trial, any in a particular difficulty, perhaps one walks in a dark path. O Lord, may it please even this day, the Son of Righteousness might arise and shine with healing in his wings. They may go forth, go forth as the calves of the stall. Lord, do remember them, we plead. And O Lord, the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, those everlasting arms underneath. Lord, remember those that mourn. Lord, there are those that mourn. O Lord, do comfort them. O Lord, we plead. Make up the breach, O Lord, in perhaps in the family circle. O Lord, may they be found amongst those that do not mourn as those that have no hope. O Lord, we've seen one another, have we not? Even oneself laid in the grave. And, O Lord, we verily believe, there is our good hope. But, O Lord, do remember then those that mourn. But as we see these things, and as a reminder that their time appointed cometh, oh, prepare us each for that day. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. And so, Lord, may it stir us up. May it be by the faith in that which breathes fresh life into our souls, causes our concern and our desire. Make me right and keep me right. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And, O Lord, do then remember us each, we plead. Remember us also as a land and nation. How guilty we are. We've departed from thy ways. How solemnly we've enacted those laws and are upon the statute book, which are an abomination in thy sight. Lord, have mercy upon us. Turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts, O Lord. Break their hard hearts. We feel they're like Pharaoh of old. They've hardened their hearts. They fear not God. Do they not in their actions? There is no God. But there is a God that cannot look upon sin. And, O Lord, as we see these things, we tremble. And may we be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee daily if the abominations done in the land. And, O Lord, we believe thy hand is stretched out still. We've seen in the past year thy goodness and thy mercy. There was a gathering in of a harvest, and there's been a sowing once again as a springing forth. We see the goodly crops of the earth, and we would thank thee for them. We're unworthy of these mercies. We deserve thy just judgment, but we believe thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. Oh, may it stir us up more to cry more earnestly thou hast yet turned us once again, and we shall be turned. But, O Lord, as we look upon these sins in the nation, and the nations of the earth, we have to come, oh, that thou would search our own hearts personally. Search me, oh, this poor one also, search me and try me and see if any wicked way in my heart. Oh, Lord, how solemn if it should be that we roll as a sweet morsel under our tongue some sin. But, oh, Lord, do grant, we plead, we may come like David of old. Create in me a clean heart. Ah, there was a thou art the man. And perhaps there's a thou art the man, a thou art the woman, a thou art the child. By the blessed Spirit. Ah, he was humble, was he not? And he had to fall down before thee with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, a spirit which shalt not despise. And create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. O Lord, do then search our hearts, try our ways. And, O Lord, may there be that true repentance and godly sorrow for sin. And, Lord, do grant that grace to forsake that sin. Lord, thou knowest sin. But, Lord, we think upon not just this nation, but the nations of the earth. And those that fear thy name, Lord, there are those that are persecuted for thy name's sake. There are those that live in those nations where violent men are abroad in the earth. They live in fear of their lives. And, O Lord, do strengthen them, strengthen them, we plead. Uphold them in this great and terrible day in which we live. But, O Lord, may yet please thee, put forth thy hand upon those that work that violence. Lord, we tremble at it. It seems to be spreading throughout the earth. And, O Lord, we hear of those things even in our own nation. And, Lord, what a mercy it is we have found amongst thy people, sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty, kept as the apple of thine eye. Lord, oh, what a mercy it is. And so, Lord, do remember those that are in those nations. And, oh, Lord, they may yet, and we know not what, we may yet have to suffer, even in this nation of ours. There were those in old times, in times past, that suffered and forfeited their lives, did they not, on account of their faith. And, O Lord, it searches this one. How should I stand in that trying day? But, Lord, our hope is in thee. And so, O Lord, do strengthen each one, but strengthen those that are in those nations that do suffer because of their belief. O Lord, do remember them, we plead. And, O Lord, we would thank thee for that liberty that we have still in this nation of ours. And, O Lord, yet there's that spirit of Antichrist that rises up. And yet, O Lord, there's that measure of liberty still. And even this day, we're gathered here in thy courts. We have not the fear of man or authority. We read thy word. We're not censored in what we read. And, oh, blessed be thy holy name. We have this precious book, this book, thy word before us. And, oh, maintain it to us, we plead, this liberty. Ah, oh, and is it not been unto us, unto one another of us, that precious word, it is precious indeed. Christ has been made precious unto us through this word. And, our Lord, may it yet, even this day, in Zion this day, be that word unto one or another, thy voice is heard. It's the voice of the Lord God Almighty speaking unto a poor sinner in the way. Lord, we plead for it. And so, Lord, we plead. May those labours of thy servants this day and oneself here be in the power of the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit. For, O Lord, if it's not, we labour in vain. And so, Lord, may it please thee, Spirit of truth, come down. Oh, into our midst this day, and reveal to us the things of God. Make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. Oh, Lord, do help us now, then we plead. Remember those that give out the hymns and the burden and the exercise of that. And Lord, may there be those encouragements unto them. We plead for it. And O Lord, do remember them also as a church and people here. Lord, thou knowest all that concerns them. But Lord, even around these parts, are there none of thy dead elect who shall yet have to come in? With us, sir, we would see Jesus. Lord, thou knowest where they are. And those prodigals, thy hand is not shortened that cannot save. Lord, bring them to that time of want, that time of need, where are perhaps at one time the world and the things of the world satisfy them, but now there's that aching void that the world cannot fill. Oh, Lord, may they be brought in. Brought in with that earnest desire. Sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. And so, Lord, do help us now, we plead. Pardon and forgive our many sins, our many failings, our often shortcomings. And Lord, where we've failed in our asking, do be pleased to make up in giving. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. 941.
dependence upon the Lord, the portion that rests upon my spirit, be found in Matthew's Gospel in the 21st chapter. And a few words in verse 19. Mainly these three words, but leaves only. We'll read the whole verse. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward for ever. And presently the fig tree withered away. It was a few days ago that these words, I picked up a little leaflet. And all I can remember reading was, but leaves only. Leaves only. And so it has remained upon my mind, leaves only. There was no fruit found. The Lord hungered, did he not? And saw that goodly fig tree. But when went, as it were, to gather that fruit, there was leaves only. Now, as we think upon these past months, and especially even this one, I've attended more funerals in the past while than I have done for many years. And there is that day appointed, and you here also have known of it likewise. There is that day appointed, and it comes to pass. It will come to pass, it does come to pass, and it has come to pass. There is that time appointed. We've satisfied one, the time to be born, but there is a time to die. Is a solemn thing, but there are, and I feel it so as I'm sent upon the walls of Zion, that we have to, as I trust, when the Lord burdened me with the exercise of the ministry before it was brought to pass, but there this word was very much a part of the exercise. And so at times perhaps we tremble at certain words. Or perhaps in of ourselves we'd long to speak from one which is comforting. But until there's one brought down with a sense of sin and burdened, and especially perhaps under those things which take place as we see them, time to die. There is that a very real concern. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? Until then we're brought down, and our hearts brought down with labour and are heavy laden on account of our sins, we have no need of comfort. We have no need of a precious Christ until we're brought down as a sinner indeed, a sinner in need. And this portion in Jeremiah's prophecy in chapter 26 was a part of that burden of the exercise concerning the ministry with this one. We read there, do we not, at the beginning of chapter 26, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord saying, thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word. If so be they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, If ye will not hearken to me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, with whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Oh, when the Lord burdened me with the exercise of the ministry that particular weekend over the Lord's day, and I trembled, and I verily felt that that exercise was truly of the Lord. But I longed for a fleece wet and a fleece dry, once again for a word from the Lord that that exercise was of him. I can remember that Monday morning, so burdened with that exercise that I cried unto the Lord. Well, I was doing a job that day which made plenty of noise. Nobody had heard me crying, although I was in a very remote place. Nobody had heard anyway, but the Lord heard. And he does hear. No, that day when I cried unto the Lord, as I sat down at the midday, I had to sit down for a while, and I turned to the Word. I pleaded that the Lord would reveal his Word to me. And I took the Bible out of my van, and I, drawing a bow of venture as it were, I opened the Word, and it turned to this chapter. It opened on this chapter 26, and my eyes fell upon those words I've read. And so at times it is so, with much trembling we venture forth, but we have to speak. We mustn't sow pillows under armpits. We mustn't speak comfort where there is no comfort, or speak words, as it were, in that way that builds up one on a false foundation. For that day, in that day, the servants of the Lord, they'll be answerable. And it burdens this poor sinner, it burdens me. We shall be answerable. And if in that great and terrible day, that one should say, we were never warned, never warned, will not their blood be required at our hands? And it took my mind back to a hymn that, well, I believe if I'm right in saying, I saw it when I was doing a job down at Zor Chapel, Dicker. There is a photograph there of the previous pastor, Mr. Tyler. I believe I'm right in saying this. I trust I'm not wrong, but there's a photograph of him where it shows him sitting at a table, and there is a hymn board. And I saw the numbers on this hymn board. I thought, what is that hymn? So I looked up the number. It's hymn 847. Well, it made this one tremble. It is a day that shall come. Well, that hymn 847 of hearts is, Behold, with awful pomp, the judge prepares to come. The archangel sounds a dreadful trump and wakes the general doom. Nature in wild amaze her dissolution mourns. Blushes of blood the moon deface, the sun to darkness turns. The living look with dread, the frighted dead arise, start from the monumental bed and lift their ghastly eyes. Horrors all hearts appall. They quake, they shriek, they cry. Bid rocks and mountains on them fall, but rocks and mountains fly.
Oh, the day of judgment, it reads over the top of the hymn. That day of judgment, amen, amen. A natural man would seek to, as it were, say there's no such day, but there is that day appointed unto all men once to die, and after death the judgment. But the last verse of that hymn, great God, in whom we live, prepare us for that day. Help us in Jesus to believe, to watch, and wait and pray. As I said, it was on the hymn board in the photograph. The hymn numbers, I could just see them, and it was this hymn. And as I turned to look it up, it bore me to tremble. There is that day appointed. But blessed be his holy name. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. But that day appointed. That day appointed, and it took my mind also to the hymn this morning, if I can find it. that one, 938. And does it not begin, when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Oh, is this the language? Is this the desire of your soul, poor trembling sinner? Oh, does it burden you? Oh, may it burden each one of us. May it burden each one of us, from the youngest here to the oldest. I trembled at taking such a word. I felt, well, I wouldn't want to cause fear and trembling in the young. But none of us know the length of our days. Some are taken younger in years, some in the midst of life, some in the even time of life. Some they reach great length of days. But the Lord is sovereign. The Lord is sovereign. But may we be brought like one. Teach me to number my days. I might apply my heart unto wisdom. But that day appointed will come, and he tarries not. He tarries not. Ah, we may say in our hearts, but things go on as they were. We may look back in our lives and we may have been brought so far and think, the earth goes on, our pathway goes on. But there is a time appointed. None can escape it. A time appointed. To die, and after death the judgment. Oh, they might concern us each, stir us each up. Am I right? Am I found as one in whom Christ is formed in the heart the hope of glory? Am I found as one, that poor sinner, clothed with his righteousness? If we have anything of our own, it will be as a filthy rag in that day. We shall be seen exactly as we are. All those spots and blemishes will be seen. But if we are clothed with Christ's righteousness, neither a spot, blessed be his holy name, neither the shadow of a spot upon the soul be found. But is Christ's righteousness. And as we go forth upon the walls of Zion, is it not so? Seek to know nothing else among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And is not that the preaching of and that which is laid upon the servants of the Lord? We can speak topical things. We can speak political things even. But it's a never dying soul, eternity, and the need of Christ. Is it not that? May it be wrought in each one of our hearts. Give me Christ, ere I die, this side of eternity. We read, do we not, as a tree falls, so it shall lie. This side of eternity, Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory. Oh, may it please the Lord to work in your heart as I trust it's been in mine. Like that one that could only smite upon his breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, there was fruit found upon his brow. There's fruit found, was it not? There's that faith to venture upon a precious Christ. No hope in himself, no help in himself. Yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. Ah, by nature, no fruit. And that one, that Pharisee of the Pharisee that stood and he cried, he was not like unto other men. He thanked God that he's not like unto any other men and others that had done this and done that. There's no fruit found upon his bough. Reminding me, perhaps to the outward one, it looked goodly. To those looking upon him in the marketplace there, much that attracted the natural man and those that went about their business that day. He delighted to be seen of men. Reminding me, years ago, when we were first married and we lived in our first home, we had a goodly garden for growing vegetables. And I sowed various seeds and planted various things in that garden. And that one particular year, broad beans, they grew beautifully. They grew beautifully. And the pods appeared wonderful. But when it came to the harvest, I felt them from time to time. I began to wonder what it would be like and began to get more and more disappointed. May it please the Lord then to stir up in our hearts as we do in all reading the Song of Solomon. And as I felt those pods that day, may it please the Lord then to stir us up. I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. May the Lord stir us up. May there be that digging about us and dunging us even this day. As we say, the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And perhaps in that as we read that portion this morning, but before we go that far, there's a concerning these beans. As I came to the time of harvest, and I thought, well, I must look into them now. They got goodly pods. The plant looked goodly also. Opened one, absolutely empty. Opened another, and another. There were many pods, pods and pods and pods there were, but not a fruit to be found. What a fruit, not a fruit to be found. They're absolutely empty. There's nothing. All I could do is cut them down and cast them onto the dung heap, as it were. Fit for the burning. Does it not then stir up in your heart like that hymn? When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? These things search me as well. Don't look upon the servants of the Lord as if they're fully assured, they feel it all the time. But no, there's a stirring up in my heart also. Shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Is that your desire? Is that your concern? You come up to the courts of the Lord. We spoke in prayer, did we not, concerning that woman bowed down with that infirmity, and also that one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years. 38 years, perhaps you feel it in your, it burns you. Oh, you see another one laid in the grave. You feel that times the summer is over and gone, and still I'm not saved. You feel that at times there's been a gathering of the harvest and still you're not saved. Shall such a worthless worm of as I, is that the language of your soul, poor sin? That's not of the natural man. I believe that's of the spirit. The natural man may have qualms for a little while, qualms of conscience in his path, but soon goes back to those things like the dog returning to his vomit. But one wrought upon by the Spirit, there is that earnest desire. Sir, we would see Jesus. There is that, that is all their desire. As I said a little earlier, the Lord's servant, I desire to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And a poor sinner, when wrought upon by the Spirit, that is all their desire. That is their longing. They hunger and thirst after Christ and his righteousness. As I said, that when I turned to those beans and started the harvesting, it was a great disappointment, this poor one, but it brought to remembrance. It was brought to remembrance on the past day as I thought upon this particular portion, leaves only. If today should be our last day upon the earth, and the Lord should return, shall he find faith in the earth? Shall he find faith in you and I? Is that fruit found upon our branch? When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? But oh, can you come in with the second verse? I love to meet among them now. This ye know when you have passed from death unto life, when ye love the brethren, the despised people of the Lord. Does that give some poor sinner a little hope even this day? The word of God declares it. This ye know when ye have passed from death unto life, when ye love the brethren. I love to meet among them now, before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. But can I bear the piercing thought? What if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? Is this your desire then, your prayer, the third verse, prevent it by thy grace? Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Thy pardoning voice, oh, let me hear, to still my unbelieving fear. Or let me fall, I pray. May that be each one's plea. But we know when we look back in our own path, when we were dead and unconcerned, until that time appointed came, these things were heard, but they made no difference unto us. But under grace and the Spirit's power, by the Spirit's power, and may it be by the blessed Spirit, His power attending the word. We're but the labourer. We're but that one sent forth into the field of our heavenly Boaz. As a labourer into his harvest. One sent forth, but there is that upon my spirit and upon the Lord's servant's spirit, that as they go forth, they long for the blessed spirit to attend that which they speak with power. It may be this, that not the voice of the man is heard, but the voice of Almighty God, that I am the great I am. Until we hear that voice, we go on, we leave the courts of the Lord, and we're no different than what we were when we went in. But until the Lord by the Spirit attends that word with power and touches our heart, and we're brought to tremble at his word. May the Lord cause you and I to tremble at his word. These things were written for our instruction, are they not? But it's by the Spirit. The blessed Spirit is pleaded in the vestry. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witness with the blood. It's one that desires Christ. One that's, as we said, brought to tremble at his word. Brought like those of old. Perhaps what I've spoken this morning offends you. Perhaps it offends. But when the Lord was here upon the earth, there were many that were offended at his word and walked no more with him. Oh, may you not be as like those. May you be like those disciples of old. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And that hymn of Lady Huntington's, let me among thy saints be found. Whene'er the archangel's trump shall sound, to see thy smiling face, then loudest of the crowd I'll sing, while heaven's resounding mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. So that's how the Lord has burdened me even this day. Burdened me, and are we venture? As I say, naturally I tremble at such words at times. But to speak that which is given, to fear not the frowns of men, nor court their smiles, but to plead that the Spirit might attend his word with power, that power from on high. We read the 13th chapter of Luke's Gospel, and we read there, do we not, concerning that certain man that had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. As we quoted that portion out of the Song of Solomon a little earlier, and perhaps there's been that trembling at his word. Perhaps as the Lord by the Spirit is in your heart, and perhaps in mine even this day. And a certain man which had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? But he answering and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig it about and dung it. It came to my mind in the week concerning this word also. What a mercy. What a mercy. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open. There is still that This precious word, we have it before us. The word of his grace. And this word. Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? But let it alone. This year also, till I shall dig it about and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, how solemn. If not, then after thou shalt cut it down. Thou shalt cut it down. Some solemn portions in that chapter we read. But there are those that and such was this poor one. For those years we had a form of godliness which had no power. We went through the motions as it were. But what do we read in this word? Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door to, and you begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence ye are. Patching up your own inglorious righteousness. I did many years. Patching up my own inglorious righteousness, but it shall prove me as nothing. Will we like that one that tried to enter into the sheepfold, coming up some other way, no more than a thief and a robber? And as I was relating even on a past day, to dear friends, my own father, there was I proved it so. That there in his path, yes, an upright walk. Reproved others, not there's anything wrong in that. But is no more than a form. They had no power. When he was brought down, when I was brought into the liberty of the gospel, and I my heart was softened, and I had commanded to walk in the ways to follow the Lord in baptism, and when my mouth was opened, I spoke of that which I trust the Lord had shown me, and I can remember now the way he spoke to me. It took me by surprise. I was quite taken aback. But when he's brought down to his dying days, I saw there he was labouring under the law. He knew not Christ formed in his heart the hope of glory. He's resting upon something of self. He's no more than that. I spoke those pods as empty pods. It was a goodly plant to look upon. The goodly pods with nothing in them. And as he's brought down to his latter days, he began to, he truly laboured under the law. There's no fulfilling of the law. He's brought to tremble, I believe, at the word of the Lord. And there he saw no comfort. No comfort under the law. The law couldn't be satisfied. It's like the hymn writer. As he put it in this way, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. Oh, my dear father, I pleaded for him. I tried to speak, but times it brought forth bitter speech, even to me, against me, as it were. Yet, the Lord was pleased to draw near and manifest himself. And I, in his latter days, was that fruit found. Christ. Christ, that goodly fruit was found in him, the hope of glory, blessed be his holy name. But those years, I believe it is well into his 80s that there's no more than a form. Dead rounds and empty service. Thought he did God's service, but the Saul of Tarsus, cut down in a moment. Ah, Saul of Tarsus, he thought he did God's service, did he not? No doubt he is looked upon by those of his own people as a goodly one. But no fruit. No fruits meet for repentance before a holy heart-searching God. That fruit, is it not? It's faith in Christ. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. As he said, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way, the door into the sheepfold. All that come up any other way are thieves and robbers, and in that great and terrible day, they may say, like we read in that portion there, when the master once of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught us, thou hast taught in our streets. He shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. But they say the time has gone. The door of mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And even this day, the foulest sinner out of hell. Ah, yes, you're still upon praying ground. The foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need, as my father did in that day. He is brought to feel his need. Welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And my Father, before he passed from time to eternity, he called me to one side in the home where he was. And he said, I must speak. There his mouth was opened. The fruit was to be seen. He spake of the pardon he received for his sins through a precious Christ. Truly was it not, I believe, he knew that fruit that Christ giveth, that peace of God which passeth all understanding. He could gather up his feet in his bed and he longed to be gone. Peace by his cross. Is it not so in that? Is it hymn 925? Peace by his cross. And so it is. No peace anywhere else. Peace by his cross has Jesus made the church's everlasting head. Hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. When o'er thy head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man, it must be this man. This man, Christ, verily God, verily man, Christ formed in your heart the hope of glory. Yet still this man thy peace shall be in tribulation's thorny maze, on the mount of sovereign grace, or in the far or through the sea, this glorious man thy peace shall be. Yea, when thy eye of faith is dim, rest thou on Jesus, sink or swim. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And at his footstool bow the knee, for Israel's God, thy peace shall be. We'll leave it there. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £710, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Burgess hopes to address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, and Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Funnell next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 593. Jesus is a mighty Saviour, helpless souls have here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. O ye helpless, come and on his grace depend. 593.
convince us each of our need and lead us to a precious Christ. Lord, the days do fast hasten on, and prepare us each for that day when the righteous judge shall come. We plead for it. Oh, that might be then by the blessed Spirit, even this morning, thou hast attend that which is of thee by thy divine power. Seal it upon the heart as thy word. Thy word. An effectual word then it will be. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do be pleased to come up with us again at the evening hour. Lord, we plead for it. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.